Honorable members, let me start by first presenting an apology for the chairperson. I think we are going to be without him for quite some time now. The meeting today is about the consideration of the report of the BRRR. Yeah, the meeting is officially open. We in the last meeting requested that Mr. Daniels go and do the amendments as they were argued in the report. Can we then ask him to go through the report for us again today?
Good morning, Chair, members, colleagues. As the Chair said, the amendments are basically based on the inputs that we've received. And in addition to that, what we've also done was to delete all those sections within the text that were bold, underlined, or italics. So the draft that members are supposed to have in front of them is draft 2. Okay, draft 3. So if I can start with the amendments or corrections that have been made. First, I think in the heading itself, there was a 7 in front draft budgetary, so that has been changed. The second change is on page 2, 2.1, the foot bullet that has been corrected to read institution of crime and corruption measures by the department. That is the second change. The third one is 2.3, the platform there. Just the last sentence there has been changed. Well, let me read the whole platform. It reads now, National Treasury's budget reviews for 2012-13 made mention of budgetary aspects related to the department, and the following matters have been referred to. That is how that one has been changed. The next one is on the bottom of page 3. Just an addition to the bullet there, job creation, saying that a total of 8,955 young South Africans were recruited to the MHDS. The next change, if I'm correct, is on page 7. It is 3.5. Then there are various bullets, and the addition there was that these reductions were due to a lack of appropriate funding of these operational matters. So that is that change with regards to 3.5. The next change is on 4.2, the committee budget report, starting there with the 4 bullets that have been changed. Firstly, the bullet with regards to the status of the NEL have been moved up. So it reads directly below the bullet on the defense review that should be finalized as a matter of urgency. And because we thought that is important, we left it as a standalone bullet. And then secondly, because the NEL relates to the defense industry, and because last year we had a presidential commission where the committee also made a recommendation that the NEL should be moved back, you know, under the Department of Defense, so we kept that separate. That is that change there. And then just lastly, with regards to the 4th bullet there, it is the issue that relates to the facilities. And it reads now, facilities are a main concern, especially given the poor condition of some of the facilities, although there were exceptions, such in the case of 21 Battalion in Doornkop. The committee therefore welcomed the progress made with the establishment of the Defence Works Formation. So that is the change there on page 9, 4.2. On page 11, just 4.4, there one can note many of those words that were underlined there, they have been taken away, so now the underlying sections have been deleted. The next section relates to page 12, the Auditor General's report, and then the second paragraph, the last sentence. The sentence then reads, we've changed that, there was a suggestion there, we've changed that to read, the committee will request a briefing by the AG to clarify these issues, especially as it relates to their methodology and specifically the accuracy and relevance of the findings for the 2012-13 financial year. That is the suggestion there. The next one, Chair, is on page 17. Paragraph number 6. Firstly, it is the heading that has been changed there. It was committee's observations and response. It now replaced to key findings of the committee. And then there, the first bullet, the change that have been made there, we've deleted that are repeated on a yearly basis. So the sentence in the first bullet reads, under 6.1 governance and operational issues, concerns have been raised regarding audit findings as well as the incompatibility of the various IT systems in the department and the slow progress to address this. The next one related to the last bullet, and there was a suggestion that we should delete the fact that the department sometimes haven't delivered on their promise to give us information. So the last bullet now reads, the committee has on various occasions requested information in writing, and in several instances the department has failed to submit the relevant information. There is the correction there. The next one on page 17 at the bottom starts, it's 6.2, service delivery performance. There we have added some of the achievements of the department. And then one can see it relates to the department having been involved in rural development. It relates to the department's successes with regards to peacekeeping missions. And then the next one is skipped. And then the other one there, it's about delivering on the ministerial priorities. And then we just added the figures with regards, for instance, the number of young South Africans recruited to the MSDS. The total number of members involved or completed the National Youth Service, and then also a total number of the Defence Reserve. So those have been included there. The next one, Chair, is on page 18 at the bottom. 7 recommendations, financial performance. The first bullet, there we've added that is not just the overall budget of the department, but it's specifically the department's operational budget that is underfunded. So that is the change there. On page 19, performance-related recommendation, that was just the typo there. Department should improve its internal controls. That is the change that has been effected there. Next, we move over to the Department of Military Veterans. Once again, 2 typos under annual performance plan. The last sentence is there. It was first program 1, administration and. There was no space there. And then secondly, the last sentence there of obtaining its own separate vote, ASA. We just changed there and took the A away. The next one, Chair, is on page 23. It's just those crosses that have been taken out between the end of the Department of Military Veterans and Arms Corps that has been taken out. The next one is on page 24 with regards to Armed Corps highlights. And there, what you can see, what has been added there is the light utility helicopters, where we say all 30 helicopters have been delivered to SAF, reference to the Rooivalk, reference to the new local warning segments, reference to the 90 young engineers and scientists, and then the CSI flagship program. The last bullet has been repeated, so that's why it moved to the bottom, and it's only one reference to the CSI flagship program. The next one is just at the bottom of page 24, financial overview. Once again, just a typo, where it is relates to, in monetary terms, it amounts to. There was just a S added there. On page 25, with regards to recommendations, there the addition is the last bullet. The department should take the necessary action to ensure that the Armed Corps, or that Armed Corps intervenes to properly manage the delays and cost overturns of certain armaments acquisition projects. Chair, the last page, on page 27, was just the deletion there of nothing is said about the contribution of the castle to tourism, education, and job creation. Those were the changes that have been effected, sir.
The report is then presented before the committee as proposed.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to our research team for making the amendments. I just wish to raise an objection to two amendments which I would like the committee to reconsider. On page 12 and on page 19, we make reference to the AG, where we say the committee will request a briefing by the AG to clarify these issues, especially as it relates to their methodology and specifically the accuracy and relevance of their findings for the 2012-2013 financial year. Chair, I think as a committee we need to be very careful of inserting a clause which could very easily be construed as an attack on the Auditor General, which, as all committee members know, is a Chapter 9 institution. There is nothing in the Auditor General's report that I personally found raised any questions about the AG's methodology or indeed the accuracy or relevance of the AG's findings. And so I would propose to the committee that those two references on page 12 and page 19 be deleted in for the purposes of our final report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. On account of what Honorable Mania is saying, we when we received the H's report as the portfolio committee, we had serious, not that we were defending the department, but the AG himself couldn't give us the method that reflects that he should, he was unable to answer to the questions by the members of this committee about his findings around the qualified report. So in general, these two pages that the Honorable Maine is referring to I fully agree that they must remain as they are, because he even said he will come and lecture us about the methods that they are using as the auditors. So I don't see any problem. We are not attacking the AG, but he voluntarily said when we're questioning certain things that he will come back to us and give us a lecture. And we said, no, we don't want a lecture, we want a proper report. Thank you very much.
In the absence of further comments on the proposal from Honorable Manier, where do we go?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think maybe we can combine the two suggestions. Maybe the usage of the terms that are in the methodology, accuracy and relevance. The sentence must be there, maybe because English is my fourth language, it might need to be changed, but the content of what we want to say as the committee must remain. Or the Auditor General, if I remember very well, he couldn't account to how did he arrive at some decisions if he didn't have this and that information. How does he get qualified? So that must be captured. If maybe Honorable Manier is not satisfied with the way it is here, can he suggest how to capture what we said?
Thank you. Honorable Boyd.
Honorable Mlambo is very correct. It's not an attack on the AG, but we have got a consistent issue of how do you handle security matters and how do you handle the environment you're confronted with. That's where the emphasis was. That's why it has arisen, that what methodologies are being used. So it's not an attack. It's more of being soliciting clarity, because we have been very consistent for years now to say that if you deal with peacekeeping mission and others, how do you deal with those matters? How do you make them to be accounted for? And that clarity couldn't come out from the Auditor General on that particular day.
Honorable Mabeda.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I concur with the two speakers, the three speakers, that this report, this sentence must remain as which, because we do have a supporting that, because we are, the AG didn't give us the information that how did they audit the department, whereas they know that this department is a unique department. That's what we are saying. Thank you.
Honorable Issel.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think we should just take a step back, Honorable Chair. What happens is that there is a continuous communication between the AG's office and, of course, the ministerial office and the treasury office. And there's a budget cycle that is followed. Now, during those processes, there will be recommendations made, issues raised, that is normally to be resolved internally between the department and the AG's office and treasury. Now, there's a management report that governs that arrangement, which we are not privy to. We don't know exactly the details. If the AG issues a report based on his findings, we accept in good faith that that is an accurate report. And if the department has an objection, we should have noted that objection way ahead of time, even during our quarterly reports. If there's no such indication, we must accept the report of the AG. So I think it's important if we need matters of clarity or engagement at other stages during the process, we should put a request as a committee, can you brief us at a certain point during the budget cycle? But to actually interfere with the report or the accuracy, it's not actually our objective. It is the department that has to raise it in the first instance if they were not happy, and then take up the issue, and we should have noted that much earlier.
Honorable Boy.
I definitely think that the PRR report is dependent on the Auditor General. And what was in front of us on that particular day is the Auditor General's report. And we are debating that. We are not really making judgment on internal communication. Yes, he raised it, but that was not the subject matter. The subject matter to us is, what does the AEG's report say? And that's where we're really saying that within that report, within our questioning of that report that they presented to us, they were not satisfied in how we were handling it. But also to help us to move forward, how do we deal with security matters? He has not been able to say that to us. And this is all where we are raising our concerns and say that this sustainability, I mean, to sustain this particular position will help us to get more clarity. And we need to be able to express that openly, to not hide it, that the AG has not been able to clarify that how do they deal with security matters. It's a concern that has always been there. It's not something that we are saying that we would want to go into the departmental debates. We're not in there. We're just dealing with the AG's report that is always being presented in front of us. That's all we're talking to. That's the report that we're talking about. Not how they do and how they arrive at decision, but we're concerned about the AG's report, the one that is publicly expressed. That's the one that is coming out. It's not the one that the department, I mean, we question the department all the time on all other work that it is doing. But today we are dealing with what the AG has presented to us in front of us. That's where our concerns are coming from.
Honorable Mulambo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think Honorable Boy has covered me. Because, you see, if you leave the security matters out of the AG's report, then we are saying we are insensitive, as we are the ones who are overseeing. We are the ones who are doing oversight over the department. And we are saying, fine, we are not attacking the AG, but the AG, if the Secretary of Defense will say, because he did mention it, the Secretary of Defense, to say they were not being given enough time, because this 800 and something million, according to the Secretary of Defense, it started by being over a billion because of the short period of time that they were given by the AG. They had to work day and night to reduce it to this amount. So I think, Honorable Chair, we need to be fair in a way. Let us at least deal with the auditor's report, the way they audit this sensitive department. Thank you.
Honorable Minier. Thank you, Chair. I mean, you as Chair will obviously be looking at a way forward. I think that there's a disagreement with our departure point, and that is, I'm entirely satisfied with the work done by the AG, and I stand by my proposal that this section, that this paragraph should be deleted. It seems to me that there is a disagreement, and that the only way forward, Chair, is to agree to disagree.
Yeah, I think during the deliberations, although you are not responding to what members have even went to the extent of suggesting, that possibly rather than suggesting the deletion of these two paragraphs or two sentences, can you suggest a rewording because these two sentences, according to the previous committee meetings where the AG was present, we ourselves were not satisfied in the way that the AG tried to come across on these issues themselves. In many instances, it was clear that the AG was not even able to identify certain assets of the defense. They made it clear to us during that period. Now, yes, possibly the wording may be too strong, or the wording may have its own implications. But what some members of the committee are saying is that they are satisfied with the sentence as it appears. However, if we have a way of rewording the sentence, why can't we do that? So at this time, I would rather say, try to get us out of it, because else we are going to reach a stalemate, as I can read from the deliberations. Honorable Mania.
Chair, I think that we have reached a stalemate. I would be very reluctant to propose any alternative formulation which would make me party to what could become an attack on the AG. If my colleagues have a different view, then I would ask them to propose an alternative formulation.
Yeah, Honorable Menier, I think it's a matter of English. I think it's a matter of English. And in a meeting situation, sometimes to take hard lines does not help the committee. I don't think you are far apart from each other. And unless we say to hell, we don't care, for as long as it will appear that it is the ANC or it is the IFP that proposes this route, they can do that. But here, we are working as a committee, and our position should be a position that satisfies all of us. In instances, we may end up getting to vote for a matter, but I don't think we should go to the extent of voting for a matter which does just requires a proper wording, and some of us can be able to come up with a better wording to suit our concerns, because it is only the concerns around the wording of the sentences.
Yes, Chair, I understand that you have a role to play as chairperson, and I respect your plea to try to broker a compromise with alternative language, but I stand by my position. I do not want to be part of inserting language into a report that will open the way for a possible attack on the AG. I'm entirely satisfied with the work done by the AG.
No, I thought that, Chair, it was a simple matter of saying, what do you say? Because we don't know who's attacking the AG. We're not attacking the AG. We're reflecting on the work done by the AG and looking at the weaknesses. And, I mean, if you're not concerned about the security of the country, it's fine. Let's just become dismissive of it. But for us, it's to say even to the AG, because no institution, no human being is perfect on Mother Earth. It's more of an advice to say that we are getting more concerned. Because it was the same committee that was happy about the progress that was made in the past year. I mean, about how the AG had looked at the department. But that retrogression is a point of concern, that at which point does the retrogression happen within the department? And if the AG can be seen that this is the methodologies and this is what we've been doing, that's all we're saying. Never have we said we have an attack on the institution. From what Honorable Mulamba has been saying from the start, it's not an attack on the institution. It's more to express concerns. And no Schedule 9 institution is immune to criticism unless that constitution is written somewhere where we don't even know. The reality is that every human being who's behind institutions can make weaknesses. And this is where we are coming from, not an attack on the AG. We don't attack the AG. We want to say the methodology, that's why it's called methodology. It's substance that we're dealing with, and that's all we're talking about. And for us, it shouldn't be a fight. It should be a matter of saying that how do we assist each other within our democracy to arrive at good decisions. And this is all what the plea is meaning. And we don't want to be aggressive or arrogant. We're just saying we're pleading that at this point in time, the AG has not been able to give us a satisfactory answer in the meeting that we had with the AG. And we should be able to express that. It would be wrong also for us historically to say the security matters, the way they're being handled internally in the institution, are satisfactory. The AG has not on that particular day satisfied us in the way they were answering the questions. That's all we're raising. No attack on the AG.
Honorable Mulambo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think I concur with what the Honorable Boy is saying. But if Honorable Mene has this thing of saying, I stand by this, he speaks as an individual. Like you have correctly said, Honorable Chair, that here we are a committee. We are not individuals, we are not political parties.
Collectives.
You know, yes, collectives. Thank you very much, at least. The only assistance that I can give, maybe in terms of wording, on one word, methodology, we can say ways that are being used by the Auditor General in getting this kind of a qualified report. What you know, just to simplify this English, because seemingly the methodology is too much for some of us. Thank you.
Honorable Mage.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not very sure whether Honorable Mane, as he said, he's saying he's not prepared to do anything about this. He's not prepared to compromise. I'm not sure whether we are not wasting time in trying to, because what it actually means, he's actually saying we must take out of this report things that we discussed. Why should we do that? We discussed these things. They must appear in the report. If you say we take them out, what does that actually mean? And if he's not prepared to shift, why do we waste our time? If we need to vote, let's just vote, because he is not prepared to change the wording to suit everybody. He's not prepared to do anything. Why should we waste time? Because there's no way in which we are going to exclude what we discussed and agreed or no. There's a problem in here. And he knows very well, we even went to, I remember I personally asked the AG, how do you audit missiles that are unknown? I personally asked that, and he couldn't answer. And if that is the case, then we get worried. Or then how do you reach a qualified report if there are some of the assets there that you never even... Then what does that mean? And we discussed that. So there's no way we are taking it out, because he couldn't answer satisfactorily to our questions. So I think my suggestion is that you break the house, make sure Ipes are there, and then we vote. Thank you.
Honorable Mlangeni.
Yeah, thank you very much, Comrade Chairperson. In fact, Comrade Mpahila there has taken words out of my mouth. Quite clearly, Mr. Mayor is not prepared for anything. whether you ask him to rephrase this, he's not interested in that. He's not interested in whether you leave it like this or you rephrase it the way you want to rephrase it. He's not going to be part of it. So we are wasting our time. I agree with Mike that if we have to divide the house, then we must do so. Does not matter what you say about this phrase. Minister is not going to be associated with it. To him, he said it might be a possible attack on the AG. You can't think of it that way.
Honourable Minister. Yeah, I always find it remarkable when I find myself in this situation, but I completely agree with the two former speakers.
Honourable,
but I do respect your attempt to broker a compromise. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Issel.
Chair, I just feel strongly that if the AG raises issues in any report, it's the department that must appear before us to justify and explain if there's a difference. And we knew fully well that there was a special waiver given to the Department of Defense on tangible assets. And that waiver was only valid for 1 year, and therefore they got an unqualified report. Failing to reach that asset register and to have it in place, we knew they're not going to get it done and going to be a qualified report the next year. So that was not even something that I had to think about. It's something which I clearly anticipated. Now, if there's any other deviation from a finding, it's the responsibility first and foremost of a department to come and explain to the committee why, and then they've got to find reasons. The Castle Board made similar observations regarding the AG's report, where they disagreed with the report. But after you interrogated, they have to acknowledge, subject to the procedures and the findings that took place, they had to acknowledge that they were wrong. And I think we must be very clear about a department that must respond to a management report of the AG. That is their responsibility. For us, it is to look at this, and they need to explain why these findings are like that or not. But I think we're going now. We trust the AG. They're doing it, the entire government. And there's a special committee that oversees the AG itself. And that's also from Parliament.
Honourable Issel.
So I'm just
sorry,
appealing.
You are not addressing yourself to the problem matter that we are discussing now. Honourable Diale.
Honourable Chairperson. I want to support those who say we are not attacking the Auditor General. You know, we cannot accept anything that comes before this committee. We have to check and balance in relation to our security. So we cannot accept anything. We are here to stand for our security. So whatever comes to us, therefore, we have to check the weaknesses on it. So I don't think we have to go, you know, beyond that or below that. We check and balance. That's all. We don't attack anybody. Thank you very much.
Honorable Boy, you are the last speaker on this matter.
No, I thought that Chair or other members have expressed themselves, and I support their point of view.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the last input from Honorable Menier was an input that says we agree, because I think he said I've put him in a very difficult position, and for that matter, we adopt the report. Am I correct? Can I have the mover for the adoption of the report as it is?
I move for the adoption of the report, Colonel Chair.
Can I have a seconder?
Honorable Lambo. I'm not sure what is happening now. Must I talk? Just here. I second Honorable Chair.
Honourable Manager, Chair, if you would record our objection. Thank you.
Honourable Mike, are you supporting the objection?
No. I thought we finished with this one. On just a point on how things are done here. I think we are. Am I on the floor?
Yeah, no, I don't know what are you rising on, because the report, that proposal has been made for the adoption,
that's why
it was seconded, and we have an objection from the DA, and I don't know what other matter is on the floor, because I've not introduced an agenda item as yet.
No, I was just saying on the question of the conduct, in relation to, if you would allow me, or...
No, I'm not going to allow you, because everything that we are discussing here has to be recorded, and I can't record anything outside the adoption of the report.
Okay. I'm getting a bit confused. We finished very, very fast.
My apologies, sir.
Because I still had something on page 20, a correction there. Just next to what they corrected, they made a typo error on that. Separate, I'm not sure whether separate is written that way. So I'm saying things are moving very fast on me. I'm very slow.
Yeah, sorry about that. If it is a typo error, it is not... the changing of the wedding, but it's a typo error. I think you can identify it with the administration to just look at the typo error. But as far as the report is concerned, it has been adopted. And
thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
We have come to the end of the meeting. The report has been adopted. Mandy will go through, will take it through the necessary processes where it is supposed to be, and the meeting is adjourned.